Welcome to the Smarticle Podcast, where we take a good article and make it gooder.
Here's your headline, Brandon. Are naps actually good for you?
Oh.
Here's what sleep experts say. This comes to us via Yahoo Life. I didn't find an author. Do you have an author?
Yeah, Corin Miller. She's like a health, and there's no way to wag a meter on this. It's just Corin Miller just writes about health and how to be beautiful. So, and it's from Yahoo, which we both, it's like an aggregate. I mean, it's not, I wouldn't call this hard news, Larry, although it is interesting and it is based on science.
I want to give you this stat first. Pew Research Center finds that a third of adults manage to fit in a nap on a typical day. Mm. To me, that sounds really high.
Really?
Yes.
Well, a third of adults in the United States?
I don't know. I'm just reading it verbatim.
Yeah, that's the problem with data when you get stuff. You're like, what does that mean? Because obviously in some countries, it's a built into their schedule.
I think that number is maybe like 10%, but way below that.
I don't know. I mean, all I know is I try to take a nap every day.
You do?
Oh, absolutely. I take a nap. We'll hold off on this, Larry, because let's just talk about it, and then I'll talk about my napping schedule.
Of course, there's been a lot of chatter about naps lately, including whether they're even good for you, but doctors say there's plenty of benefits to be had from taking a midday snooze, especially if you approach it right. Full confession here, Brandon. I have two discernible skills. I can't change the oil in my car. Not very handy. Don't know how to do woodwork. Two discernible skills.
Okay.
Number one, I cut and dye my own hair.
You dye your hair?
I've not been to a barber. Well, when I bleach the tips. I haven't been to a barber in 21 years.
Wow.
I'm now starting to cut all my kids' hair. So, number one, I cut hair.
Okay.
And if you need it, a dye job. Number two, I am definitely a professional napper. I am an expert. I should be doing, anyways, we'll get into it, but I'm an expert napper. So, just for that perspective.
Yeah. Well, I would say that I'm going to tell you right now that I am an Olympic napper, dude.
Oh.
I would battle you for the gold medal in napping because I love to nap so much. And I'll tell you,
wow,
I might have you beat because, see, you, the reason you nap is because you get up at like, dark 30.
Yeah.
You got to be in on the radio at 4 in the morning, West Coast time. So you get home and you've slept like 3 hours the night before. You go to bed at 10. You know, so you're kind of making up the 8 hours, which they also say is part of it. We need to get 8 hours. We don't need to get 8 hours in a row. This is a little bit different. This is talking about the person that got a good night's sleep, but maybe needs a little, you know, pick me up in the middle of the day. So that is me. I am the king of the nap in the middle of the day for sure.
Okay. Well, let's get into this thing.
Okay.
Number one, for most people, there is a big benefit to napping.
Oh, yeah.
If you do it right, napping can help you feel less sleepy, improve your learning capacity, help you remember things better, and I like this one, Brandon, help keep your emotions in check.
Sure. Oh, I don't, that to me was like, yeah, because if you're tired, you're going to be grumpy, you're going to be, you know, yes.
Okay, once again, we have different types of jobs, me and you, than I think the normal people. Mm-hmm. I live in San Francisco, so most people have big boy jobs that are in meetings all day long.
Right.
Do you think the average person that's got these big, where we're at, responsible jobs, has 15 minutes to shut their eyes behind their desk?
Well, I mean, if you're in a cubicle.
George Costanza, don't say it.
If you're in a cubicle, well, he had an awesome desk built in. If you're in a cubicle and you're prairie dogging it, then you probably don't, you know, downtown office. But remember, we still have this bizarre image of the world as that everyone works in a big office downtown.
Good point.
I think most Americans don't work in big offices.
Yeah.
They work in, you know, the suburbs or in smaller towns or even in cities. I mean, they go into an office and maybe they go out to their car and they drive to lunch. I remember one of my first jobs ever out of college, I would go every day at lunch, I had an hour for lunch, and I would eat my lunch at my desk, and then I would go get in my car and take a half an hour snooze in my car at lunch. And I see people doing that in their cars, taking a nap. I mean, I wish that it was less, it seems like people kind of look down on it in some circles on taking a nap. I'm like, we should be siesta-ing the hell out of this operation for sure. I think if I was a company, I would have a nap room. I would literally set up a nap room where people could come in and take a half an hour nap.
It's called Google. You go to Google, they got a nap room.
Do they have a nap room?
Absolutely.
Oh, that's brilliant because people are going to be more, they're probably going to work longer. They're going to be more energetic. I think it's genius, personally.
All right, number two on the list. I want to just jam this.
By the way, I'd like, for those of you that are not watching this, I love that Larry's having his delicious chamomile tea as he sort of calms himself down and he gets prepared for his act. I'm sure that's part of your nap routine, but go ahead.
I'll get to mine in a second.
Sure.
Number two, napping can help support the healing process. Hey, idiot, if you're sick, take a nap. No duh. If you're feeling tired,
And also your body needs to sleep is critical for your body. I mean, that's one of the things that I remember when I was a teacher and we did all these sort of health programs that we talk about forever and ever, we've known that eating right was really important for kids and for everyone. So think about it as like a three-legged stool. Eat right, exercise, but the third and just as important, especially for kids, is sleep. Lots of teenagers don't get enough sleep. I mean, your kids are in that teenage stage. Are they staying up all night and not sleeping?
Well, it is summer, so this is kind of it.
But what does that matter? Are they still getting 8 to 10 hours of sleep at night?
Oh, of course. Absolutely.
Okay.
So just to push back on that theory you just gave right there.
Oh.
When we were living on the Serengeti, sleeping on the ground, were
circadian
we sleeping?
Rhythms, bro.
I know, but were we sleeping? Because I read when we were migrating west, you know, we went to bed when we, you know, didn't have electricity. You go to bed when it's dark.
Yeah, right.
But I read that they would wake up in the middle of the night because people just did, like, universally sleeping on the ground next to a fire. You're not going to get a comfortable 10 hours.
Yeah, I read somewhere about that too. That there's a thing about like the people would get up and work for like 2 or 3 hours and then go back to sleep. I don't think it matters on whether it's 8 solid hours. I think it matters on if it's 8 hours within a 24-hour period. That's what I understand now. I could be wrong. Again, I'm not a sleep doctor, although I play one on this podcast. But I do think that that's part of it. So a nap, I mean, you figure, hey, you know, as you get older, it gets harder to sleep. So you're sleeping 6 solid hours and you get an hour of fitful sleep. So if you make it up with a nap, it's healthy. That's what I'm gathering.
All right, so number three, we're going to get into some negatives, Brandon. I didn't think you didn't think I was going to give you negatives, did you?
I saw this, but I got to come back for the negatives because I read the article.
A recent study published in the journal Hypertension found that participants who usually napped during the day were 12% more likely to develop high blood pressure and were 24% more likely to have a stroke compared to people who didn't nap. Woo!
Yeah, okay, number one, the fact that there's a journal called Hypertension is awesome. Number two is they do say at the end of this they don't have enough information. Were there these people that form hypertension and have these
drugs,
were they just big fatties? I mean, because all I know is when my blood pressure was stupid when I was really fat. And now my blood pressure is really low because guess what? I'm not as fat anymore. I sleep better now that I'm not as fat. So the point is we oftentimes, sleeping is terrible for you. You're going to have a stroke. I'm like, well, if you're 600 pounds, the odds of that happening are higher. That's the point.
I always love when you go behind the numbers. You don't let the data get in the way. I like that.
I am using the data because if the person's a big fat slob and they can't sleep, I could just hear the fat slobs out there going, no, you can't. No, put the chicken bone down, dude. I've been doing it. I am a fatty or a former fatty, whatever you want to call it. So those things can have my point is don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. That's my point on this.
Number four, certain people should avoid napping, going along with the negatives. People that don't wake up restful.
Yeah. If they're insomniacs, they said, because then you're not tired when you go to bed. But that's a very small subset of people.
If you're an insomniac, Brandon, don't take a nap. That's what I'm getting out of today's podcast.
I guess so.
It could boost your brain as you get older.
Absolutely.
Once again, I feel like we're just taking the low-hanging fruit with this article and we're like, oh, okay.
Well, there's one point to this at the end that we'll talk about. I'd love to hear your napping routine. It's always fascinating to me. But number six was there's such a thing as too long a nap. And I believe this to my core. You don't believe that?
Incorrect. Incorrect.
Oh, okay. Tell me why I'm incorrect.
Here's what I think life is.
Mm.
Life is balance.
Yep.
And life is routine.
Okay.
I mean, I think we've talked about sleeping before.
Yeah.
You've said this. You got to go to bed at the same time.
Right.
Every night. If you want good night's sleep. By the way, I'd argue back in the Serengeti, they weren't doing that.
Right.
But if you want a good night's sleep, you should go to bed at 10 o'clock every night because that's what you're doing.
Right.
You can nap as long as you want, under my theory, as long as you nap at roughly the same time. I take a 2-hour nap.
Yeah, but see, that's no. That is incorrect. Yes, you do. And I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm not disagreeing with you. What I'm saying is you only get 4.5 hours of sleep a night.
Here's my point.
Yeah.
I wouldn't recommend someone taking a 2-hour nap tomorrow. I've been doing it for 20 years.
Yeah, but
my point is, if you're programmed for a 2-hour nap or a 15-minute nap or whatever your program is, just get on the program and you could take it however long you want.
Absolutely. I don't think there's any disagreement for me. What they're saying, though, is a person who has a normal night's sleep.
Yeah.
Right. If you're getting 8 hours, they call it sleep inertia, that you basically go into too deep, but you need to get those deep rhythm sleeps to be healthy. That's the point, Larry.
So listen, feel like you're hating on my man who gets 8 hours of sleep a night and then takes a 2-hour.
Yeah, I do. I think it's ridiculous.
No, you're hating. You're hating.
So I have this friend. She will remain nameless. Few people that listen to the show know. No, I'm not going to
out her. Is it Anne-Marie?
It's not Anne-Marie. I'm not going to out her.
Is it Wiley Peterson?
I think that that they are a very, very, they're a wonderful person, but they
sleep
are,
too much?
Cannot function life without taking a nap every single day. Now, hold
That's
on.
Great.
To the point where they say, hey, I'd love to go to that thing, but I have to take my nap. Like they miss out on stuff because they have to take their nap.
Hey, man.
That's a little bit over the top, bro. I mean, seriously. Dude.
Why are you hating on someone?
I'm not hating on them. I just think that if you affect other people's lives because you need to take your nap, then you need to figure out how to do it better.
It's just part of it. Did we just miss my whole routine? Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, I get it, bro. But what I'm saying is like...
Why are you hating? It's personal health, mental health matters.
Yes, and I agree. But then figure out other ways to make it... Look, okay. If you are... Part of the problem is probably that people that do that also don't organize their lives so that they can offset that. Like they say, I need to take my half an hour nap every day, so I need to adjust my schedule, not just do it willy-nilly.
Here's the difference between me and your unknown friend. I do believe it's Anne-Marie. I do forego my nap. On occasion, things come up and I forego it. But I am 30% less useful. Like
But we've ascertained the reason why you take your nap, bro.
No. But my point is anybody that's programmed a nap into their routine could probably give it up if they want to because they got to help you with the kids, whatever.
Yeah.
But then they're less of the person.
Yeah, but I don't care.
Well, they do.
Then that's selfish. At the end of the day, there are some things that are going to have to trump what your needs are. Especially when you're a parent. You know that.
I would disagree with you.
Oh, so your kids should suffer because you need to take your nap?
Hey,
listen,
man,
golden boy.
I have, honestly, I really mean this. I am arguing with you. This is not a fake podcast fight. If people can, like, sometimes it just takes everything you got to program your life to be able to do whatever it is to get done. And if you've scheduled that 20-minute nap into your life and that would get you through, I'm down with it, man. I'm not. If that's what's going to make you...
But that's because that's what you do.
No. Once again, I'm the outlier.
Well, I've known a lot of people. You are the one that I know for absolute certain takes a nap every day. I have never, honestly, I really mean this. This is not a fake podcast thing. I've known you for over 20 years. I have never once felt like your naps got in the way of any part of our friendship, our life. I just kind of know Larry's got to take this nap and it makes sense. But your nap takes place at 2:00 in the afternoon.
Yeah, but once again, here's the other difference that I didn't get to between me and you.
Okay.
If someone needs help, kid, whatever, I think we're people and we help them. I'm less of a person. I give up my nap, but there are just certain introverts and people that just can't get through the day that they just can't. They got to have it in there.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I don't think anything should be so rigid.
You know what?
So here's I'll tell you why. Maybe this is just a personal thing. I'll explain this. My sister, she's pathologically selfish. She missed my wedding because...
I was there.
Because she said, I can't be there because my 6-year-old needs to take a nap. And I'm like, on this one day, you're telling me that... I'm just saying that there are times where that's ridiculous. And you got to think, there's no... It would be like saying, hey, I can't go to join you or can't be my kid's thing because I have to work out today. I have to work out. If I don't work out, my life is over. I'm like, okay.
You know, I really have no idea. We're recording this in the morning. I really have no idea where my day is going to go now because you flipped it upside down. The last thing I thought I would hear today was that you were a nap hater. Like there was
no, I'm a total nap. I'm a nap lover. I'm saying that you've got to be able to adjust anything. That's what I'm saying.
You're a little on the nap hater.
I am not a nap hater. I take a nap every day if I can. But I am absolutely okay missing my nap, Jackwagon, if I need to. Oh, hey, I'm sorry. I can't be there for the birth of my child because I need to take my effing nap. I mean, that is ridiculous. I don't even know. What are you? Shut up, dude. You're out of control.
What are you? I honestly don't know what tomorrow's going to bring.
You're out of
control.
What's
going to come out? You're out. You've really flipped my life upside down.
You are truly out of control. Okay. Last thing before we go, I'd love to hear your nap routine. What do you do when? Because I've never heard it. I've known you forever and ever. I've never heard your nap routine. I know you come home from work.
Yep.
What do you do?
Like little 30-minute. I eat lunch. Little eat lunch. Let it set. 20 minutes of like a TV show.
Uh huh.
2 hours white noise. Let's go.
Are you in the bed or are you on the couch?
I prefer the couch, but
why?
As you know,
why do you prefer the couch?
I like sleeping in my bed at nighttime. It just feels like that's the thing. Although I do, my couch is so stinking comfortable. So I think it's a combination of both. It's just couch. And by the way, so it's been summer, so everybody's home. So my naps have been off and I have been 30% less of my actual Larry because everybody is just screwed.
And for the record, I think it's really important to do what you're saying. I don't disagree with you at all. I just think that maybe 1 out of 100, you could take a break. But anyway.
I do that.
Yeah. So my nap, hold on. No. I got to give you my nap routine because it's so glorious here, because this is another part of, they talked about, don't take too long of a nap. This is a true humble brag. It's flat out. I am an absolute limit. I sleep for 15 minutes a day.
Yeah.
Because that's where they 15, never ever more than 15 to 20 minutes. I set an alarm and boom. It's weird though. I fall asleep. It is like I'm a different person when I wake up after a 15-minute nap, which seems so antithetical, but I totally believe in that. If I sleep longer than that, I wake up groggy. I feel crappy. So that is my routine.
Okay, so hold on. Just real quick. Tomorrow during your nap, if my son's bar mitzvah was going to happen, would you not be able to come because you had your...
I would be at the bar mitzvah.
You would. You'd give up your nap for my son.
Yeah, I'd be Baruch Atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Olam. I would be there.
You're a giver. Brennan, thank you for being the sleep Nazi.